Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is fromthetrenchesworldreport.com. We open this broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It's fucking Friday. It is the 26th day of January, 2024. It is 12:04 Pacific time. I am your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. And of course, you're going to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 37 degrees here. 4,200 feet in High Cascades of Northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 44 degrees today and a low of 37, and they say ice rain. I don't see no temperature on there that's down to freezing, so that's kind of an oddity to me. I don't know. Anyways, we're going to blast through this. What the hell? Oh, there it is. We're going to go through our break. We'll be right back, and then we're going to go over to the fucking Ministry of Lies, controlled opposition sites. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTP,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, let's look at some treachery. All right, this is something we've been looking into around here since they drained Topsy Reservoir. And we find out that Chinese Communist Party member fucking owns like 300,000 acres in the state of fucking Oregon. And this is goddamn public lands. And they said it was sold in secret 10 fucking years ago. And we just found out about it. And what do you people believe that shit? First place, you can't sell our public fucking lands, you motherfuckers. You would have to take them from us as individuals, one fucking individual at a time. In the common law courts that we are guaranteed through the Supreme Superior, absolute unalienable law of December 15, 1791, you motherfuckers. This is a fraudulent conveyance. And I said yesterday, you better get it fucking rescinded. These motherfucking gooks are not getting our fucking land. And they're not going to come in and cut down our forests and put up fucking rice paddies. Because that's what you really want the fucking water for, isn't it? Who gets the fucking money for the fucking water that doesn't belong to them? The fucking water belongs to we the people. We the individual free sovereign nationals own the fucking water. We own the fucking land. We own this motherfucking country. And you do not call a big chunk of our fucking public property, a national park and hand it over to the United Nations. We'll blow them motherfuckers out of this goddamn state. And we'll blow these fucking gooks out of this motherfucking state. Chinese billionaire owns 2,000 acres in Oregon, second largest foreign landowner in the United States. Oregon has over 62 million total acres, which means it looks like Ty Quayle Chin owns around, and this is a goddamn Communist Chinese Party member. That means this is the goddamn Chinese fucking government. And they're coming over here. They see they want to, they're wanting to grow rice. That's why they want all our fucking water, because rice paddies take a lot of fucking water. Why? So they do not have to have a goddamn supply chain when they come to fucking invade our fucking country. I'll tell you what, motherfuckers, you ain't doing it. Which means Tian Quayle Chin owns around a third of 1% of 200,000 acres. Chin, or 200,000 acres. Chin, a Chinese man, is a member of the Chinese Communist Party and is the second largest foreign owner of land in the United States, according to a story found in an OPB article by Alex, looks like Bromhart, H-A-R-D-T, on January 1st. You know, people just found out about this 21st. We just found out about this fucking shit. And this is what happened 10 fucking years ago. And it was a secret. You don't secretly sell our fucking public land, you motherfuckers. You don't sell them at all. You have to, we'd have to take every single individual free sovereign national into a fucking common law court and get a court order to take that fucking land away from that person, to sell it to any fucking buddy. And you can't sell it to no goddamn foreigners either. You fucking criminal son of a bitch. Is McCarthy was wrong? Old Tail Gunner Joe, I think he had his gun right on the fucking goddamn enemy, didn't he? Remember Barack Obama coming up and telling you, oh, we got rid of communism. It's them Muslims. That's the problem. That's the way they're like the new communists. They're like the Germans and the fucking Nazis. They're going to take over the world. You fucking communist piece of fucking foreign shit. You're not taking shit from us. We will blow your fucking asses away. The article explains this information was found in a publication called The Land Report, which details the top 100 private landowners in the U.S. annually. The largest report, or latest report, was published on January 9th, and it puts Chin as the 82nd largest landowner regardless of nationality. You don't fucking, you cannot sell your public lands or any of your fucking lands to a foreigner, or because these people are not fucking American nationals. You're selling it to foreign countries. You cannot fucking do it. That is the highest fucking treason. That puts a rope. You fucking don't even get a trial, you motherfuckers. We're going to find out exactly who did this. We're going to get the fucking names. You motherfuckers are not selling shit. China's 200,000 acres of forest land are located in Klamath and Deschutes County and were purchased around 10 years ago, and nobody, it was a secret, secret purchase of your fucking public lands, you fucking cocksuckers. It's going to be a secret fucking bullet through your fucking head too. The article explains that 33,000 acres are forest land west of Bend, which Chin is trying to sell for $95 million. I bet he is, because people found out about this. That is an illegitimate, that is a fraudulent fucking sell, that's a fraudulent conveyance, and whoever fucking sold it to him did not fucking own it. They got a rope coming around their neck, or to be put against the fucking wall. You fucking treasonous pieces of shit. I tell you, anyway, like I said, it's a pig in the poke. You don't own it. It was a fraud. If somebody steals my fucking gun and I find it 2 years later and I take it back, I don't have to pay the motherfucker for it. He has to go to the son of a bitch that stole it and get his money back. And that's what you motherfuckers got to do. You do not own it. You do not fucking own it. We the people fucking own it as individual free sovereign nationals, and it cannot be taken from us. No motherfucking administrative admiralty King Chuck's motherfucking Esquire fucking bullshit. I'll tell you what, you motherfucker Chuck. We will fucking loose on you. When we get done with this country, we're coming after your ass, you motherfucker. You goddamn monarchs are going down for the last fucking time. And the people of this goddamn earth are going to live in peace and be left the fuck alone by pricks like you, who think because of the twat you were fucking shit out of, you're some kind of special fucking goddamn person. But you're not. You're just another piece of shit. You probably never wiped your own fucking ass, let alone created any fucking of the wealth that you steal from the British fucking people, you son of a bitch. He purchased all of his Oregon holdings for $85 million in 2014. The article gives the details of foreign U.S. land ownership, explaining. Don't you explain to me, if a foreign fucking country buys a part of the fucking United States, it's not the United States no fucking more, is it? That's a violation of our fucking sovereignty. That's a violation of our goddamn, our due process rights, because you did not take it from the people it belongs to, and that is the American fucking nationals of this country, every fucking foot of it. When we walk upon it, our fucking rights walk with us. You cannot have a free man without free land to stand upon, and you ain't fucking taking it, you motherfuckers. You better get it through your fucking head before it's lead that goes through your fucking head. Foreigners own more than 43 million acres of agriculture land in the U.S., or about 3.4% of the nation's agriculture land. About half of this land, 19 million acres, is classified as forest land. Also, Chinese make up less than 1% of foreign ownership of U.S. land. See, they're trying to downplay this shit. This is not Oak fucking K. This is one of our biggest fucking forests. I mean, it's a badass fucking forest. And it's our goddamn land. It's our fucking river. It's our fucking water. You're not growing fucking rice paddies with it, motherfucker. You'll find out that we can get fucking vicious. You'll find out how fucking vicious. The largest largest foreign U.S. landowner from Canada. So this would be a fucking subject of the fucking king. This is King Chuck. This is King Chuck's front. Hey, fucker, come and try to fucking take that land, you son of a bitch. Hey, you going to come this time like your great-great-great-great-great-great-great-granddaddy fucking George sat on his fucking ass over there and sent fucking men to come fucking die to try to take back what we took away from the motherfuckers, huh? You pussy motherfucker, you fucking, you're fucking, I don't think you have any bones. Who own about a third of those 43 million acres? The largest foreign owner of U.S. land is the Irving family from Canada, who own more than 12 million acres. No, you fucking don't. In Maine, now, you might think you do, but by God, you don't. That land was never taken from us American nationals through the due process of the law, and it belongs to fucking us. You bought a pig in a poke too, you motherfucker. And we are taking every fucking inch of it back. You make no mistake. And the UN's getting the fuck out of this goddamn country. Those public fucking, those national fucking monuments are going to be the fucking forest like it was before. And you fucking son of a bitches, that Teddy Roosevelt, you can rot in hell, you motherfucker. You ain't taking nothing from me, you son of a bitch. And when you did declare those were national parks, they didn't take them from the fucking people through the due process of the law that we're absolutely guaranteed in the supreme, superior, absolute, ratified by the representatives of the people's unalienable law of December 15, 1791. Your fucking constitution does no authority. We never granted you shit, motherfucker. Everything you've done has been a fucking fraud from day one, and you ain't getting away with it. You ain't taking nothing from us. We are fucking American nationals, and we will fucking take your ass out. Chinese Communist Party owns so much land in news release January 12th. Okay, that's, yeah, I missed something here. Representative Lori Chavez de Reamer, and I don't believe this for one bit, explained in a recent news release on January 12th that she was concerned a member of the Chinese Communist Party owned so much land in her district. You knew about it, you fucking cunt. You got fucking paid. You will fucking hang for treason. Whoever signed the fucking goddamn papers will hang for fucking treason. Whoever committed this criminal fucking act, this lawless fucking act, this act against the fucking sovereignty of we the fucking people as individual free sovereigns, you're going to fucking hang, or you're going to be put up against the fucking wall. You better get these motherfucking gooks the fuck out of our country along with the rest of these motherfuckers. You better do it, and you better do it now, because the time is fucking coming when we're going to have to fucking take care of your fucking ass one way or the other. Well, here's another one just for your interest. This map shows where China is and isn't pouring money into the United States. And you can go look at the fucking map, and it says here, Eric Quinn's the dark blue plays with, and a lot of dark blue right up here where I live is one of the places where the Chinese government, you're selling it. What you're doing is bringing communism here through the back fucking door, and you can't fucking do it. That is an alternate form of government. You will be put against the fucking wall and shot for the fucking traitors you are. Make no fucking mistake about it. There are more than 7,600 people in the southern chunk of North Carolina who work for Chinese companies. See, you invited him. I remember when that was going. I remember I saying, you can't do that. Why isn't an American owning them goddamn companies, huh? This is deliberate fucking goddamn espionage and treason. And the son of a bitch is responsible for it. Have to fucking pay the ultimate fucking price. And that is a fucking death penalty. Chinese companies and more than 5,200 Central Michigan and 3,800 in Eastern Virginia. China is investing in the United States. No, they're not investing. When they're buying your goddamn property, that's not investing. That is fucking conquering through fucking currency. They ain't even fucking fighting us for it. And we're not fucking shooting them for coming in. You fucking, were you goddamn, what was it, North Carolina's, what was it, Virginia? Will you Virginians get down on your fucking knees and suck a goddamn chink's dick for a dollar? Is that what you've become, you fucking cowards? More than 80,000 Americans are currently employed by Chinese firms. Unlawfully. You're fucking traitors, every one of you. And this map by Roadum Group shows which areas of the state are and aren't getting that direct investment loving, it says. Investment loving. Really? You're going to love it when you fucking feel that rope at the bottom of your fucking neck. The white-colored areas receive the least Chinese investment, while darker blue states receive the most. And you ought to go look at this goddamn map, people. There's more fucking blue than there is white on this goddamn map. And right here, you know, right where I fucking live, it's blue. It's blue. Over to the coast, it's blue. You motherfuckers, you own it when you take it by fucking force, by the barrel of a gun. We'll blow you fucking Chinese the fuck out of this fucking goddamn country overnight. And then we'll blow China off the fucking map. Fuck you. Before I'll fucking serve as a slave to a fucking Chinaman, I will blow this whole goddamn planet up. We will unleash our fucking nukes on you, motherfucker, and it won't be your good buddies sitting over there in goddamn Washington, D.C. They will be slaughtered. And you will not know where our fucking nuclear weapons are fucking aimed. You will not know where our Titan submarines are. And when you get hit, you motherfuckers, you will be completely and utterly fucking destroyed. And all you had to do is just fucking leave us alone. But you couldn't fucking do it, could you, you fucking bastards? You think a slave state is going to take over this goddamn country? Think again. The white, least investment, while dark blue states receive the most. That means that states like Maine, North Dakota, and New Mexico are left out in the cold. Oh, damn, poor you. They didn't steal your fucking public lands, you motherfucking stupid pricks. While certain regions of Oklahoma and Texas are rolling in the remembia, I guess, Texas alone hosts a Huawei office that employs more than 300 people and boasts a number of energy companies that are wholly owned by Chinese corporations. There is no such thing as a Chinese corporation. That's communism. In communism, the fucking state owns every fucking thing. You understand that? When they say Chinese corporation, they mean the Chinese fucking government. And you look at how much fucking your land that these motherfuckers think that they have sold to the fucking Chinese fucking government. Well, China, you motherfuckers want to die? Come and try and get it. You motherfuckers better go get your money back from whatever fucking thieving, lying, fraudulent motherfucker told you they had the right to sell it to you, because they fucking didn't. And this is our fucking land, and we will fucking fight you for it. We will wipe you off this fucking planet, you son of a bitches. You boast technology that you've stolen from our people, but our people have free minds, and we will find a way to wipe your fucking asses out completely. Make no mistake about it. In Oklahoma, Chinese state-owned energy giant Sinopec controls access to a huge amount of oil beneath the state. Our fucking oil, people. How much you paying for gas? And they sold your fucking oil to Chinese? Wake the fuck up! This is about as backwards and wrong as it can fucking get. We do not have to put up with this shit. We have the right to blow these motherfuckers out of our goddamn country and to hang every fucking treasonous bastard that fucking assisted them. There is no two fucking ways about it. Funny enough, some of the areas of the heavy Chinese investment overlap with the absolutely insane conspiracy theory we covered earlier this week. Remember this, absolutely insane conspiracy theory we covered earlier this week, which depicted much of the American heartland, including Kansas, Nebraska, Missouri, being sold to China by the United States government. In reality, it turns out the conspiracy theorists were just thinking a bit too far north. And also the whole thing about Hillary and Obama selling American territory for spite. They can't fucking sell what does not belong to them. And if you people can't get out that fucking Bill of Rights and see that when the war was over and the British were kicked out of this fucking country, it all belonged to American nationals. And then clear back to the goddamn war and beyond, never signed one piece of fucking paper turning over his fucking his right, his land, his public fucking land that belonged to him, his part of it. And none of us have. And we haven't been taken to court. Like when he seized the fucking gold in 1933. They just blankly seized the fucking gold in direct violation of the Bill of Rights. There was no procedural due process for each individual whose gold they took. Now, was there? That's when they should have shot these motherfuckers out of here then. But there was still a lot, man. You got some really fucking good fucking crumbs from your own fucking big crumbs from your table, big scraps from your table back in them days. Well, we ain't got shit. A pot to shit in and wind to throw it out. We got nothing to fucking lose. Let's wipe these motherfuckers out and take back everything. While most of the jobs created by Chinese investment are clustered in the mid-Atlantic states and the middle of the country, the most epic singular investments are reserved for New York and California. In New York, a Greenland Group, a Chinese development group, threw down $1.3 billion on a single real estate project. You cannot sell our fucking public lands. And any motherfucker a private owner that sells lands to a fucking foreign country is a goddamn traitor. And it can be, I'll see you hung in a fucking common law court. That's why the common law courts were the first thing that had to go. Now we're going to have to take it back with the fucking second article. There's no other fucking way. Don't think there is. If you do, you're delusional and you're fucking wasting fucking time. Project in California, Dalian Wanda, owned by the father of that guy who keeps putting Apple watches on his dog, poured $1.2 billion into the iconic Beverly Hills residence of poor old Maine, North Dakota, and New Mexico. If only they had some multi-billion dollar real estate or some on the market, they finally get that Chinese FBI they've presumably been hoping for. We are all fucking rich. What is the reason we're living the way we are? Is because we've allowed the theft of our goddamn riches. We've allowed the theft of our country, theft of our gold, the theft of our silver. Our people have always fucking worked. And we allowed 10 zillion motherfucking goddamn foreign nationals to come in here and milk out our fucking substance. We ain't got a problem with goddamn wealth. We got a problem with goddamn invasion. And it's got to be dealt with. And it's got to be dealt with for fucking with. And that's a natural fucking fact. You ain't doing it here in Oregon, motherfucker. We will find fucking resistance. And you son of a bitches that made this fucking deal in Oregon, I'm going to find out who the fuck you are. And you're going to answer up. You're not going to go, I'm concerned about it. You better be concerned, bitch. You would be concerned until your fucking hair is falling out. Ben's Skyline Forest, owned by Chinese billionaire, under scrutiny. Here we go. It's more of it. This is by, looks like Michelle Cohen, Ben Bulletin. Rarely does a tract of forest in Central Oregon make national headlines, but that is precisely what occurred recently when Skyline Forest, a 33,000-acre privately owned wooded area, went to Bend, west of Bend. I bet you I know who the private owner is. It probably fucking went of the corporate, because he thinks this is his fucking corporate fucking fiefdom, and we're all his fucking corporate fucking property. Of Bend, you don't sell our national fucking forest to no motherfucker. If it's for sale, it's for sale to everybody, not just the goddamn high masons and those who sit on the fucking Federal Reserve Board in Portland, motherfucker. Became central to heated debate over land owners owned by foreign entities. The property at the center of the debate, Bull Springs Skyline Forest, is owned by Shasta Asset Management, LLC, a California-based company founded by Chinese billionaire Tai Kaiowa Chen, the same son of a bitch, people. He's the one, he wants to get rid of it quick. Yeah, because you fucking did that. It was a fraud. It was a fraudulent conveyance. The motherfucker that owned it didn't get it, but I guarantee he did not get it from the fucking people. And those fucking forests belong to us, you motherfucker. Chen, a former member of the Chinese Communist Party, has drawn fire since details of his property holdings were revealed in an article published by the Daily Caller, a right-wing left-wing, fuck you. We're American nationals. We fucking, this belongs to us. You ain't taking it. A right-wing news and opinion website. Among foreign landowners in the United States, Chen is the second only to the Irving family of Canada. King Chuck fucking land, because I'm telling you what, you people up in Canada, whether you know it or not, you are still his fucking subject, and everything you fucking own belongs to that son of a bitch. Come, King Chuck, come over here, you motherfucker. Come show us your fucking balls, you fucking punk. You limp, wristed fucking little bitch. Family of Canada, which owns 12 million acres of Maine timberland. The fact did not set well with several U.S. lawmakers. Oh, really? Somebody, a lawmaker, really? You mean one of these corporate motherfuckers that's bought and sold by the fucking Chinese? Lawmakers who are increasingly wary of Chinese investors doing business in the United States and destabilizing relations between the two countries. Yeah, we hate them motherfuckers. But hey, man, you want to buy some land that don't belong to me? You want to buy a bridge in Brooklyn, you motherfucker? Chen has owned the property since 2015. No, he hasn't. He don't own fucking shit. I want to look back through the sales papers and see who sold it to him, who thought they owned it, who said they fucking owned it, how they got it, how it went from being, because I guarantee this was public fucking land. I did up there by Keno, I went and I'll research this motherfucker and I'll find out who fucking sold it. And that son of a bitch is fucking a goddamn traitor, guilty of high treason, fucking capital treason. Acres of forest land in Oregon from Finley National Financial Ventures for $85 million. Finley National Financial Ventures. We're going to look into you, Finley. Find out who you are. Revelations of China's land holdings were shared widely on social media and picked up by other tabloids, sparking outrage by individuals opposed to land ownership by an adversary. How about opposed to having your fucking national forest fucking swindled from you to some son of a bitch who's selling them to them goddamn fucking foreigners, huh? Oh, let's see what we got going here. We'll come back to this. We're going to take a break and we'll come back to them. We'll drink the water. We'll be back. Hang in there.
Down the road here from me, there's no holly tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again, there's just that good old mountain view.
Oh, they call it that good old mountain view, and in there if you get a few, I'll rush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old mountain view.
Thank you for listening to PBFTP.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
one, two, three.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Your donations are appreciated and by God needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:37 Pacific Time. That was Guns N' Roses. Welcome to the fucking jungle. And you're stepping way into the fucking shadows in that jungle, you motherfuckers, when you think you can fucking take our public lands. I'm going to find out how it got transferred to the son of a bitch that sold it to the chink. And I think they know that's what's going on. That's why he's trying to fucking sell it real quick. We're going to find out. We're going to look. We're going to fucking investigate and find out, you motherfucker. You try to take what belongs to us and you fucking try to sell it. You will go against the fucking wall, you treasonous piece of shit. All right, deep concern. Let's find this deep concern here. The reports were echoed by Representative Lori Chavez Deermeer, Republican Happy Valley, who issued a statement saying she is deeply concerned that members of the Chinese Communist Party own tens of thousands of forest land acres in her district. Forest land acres, you keep calling that. Why don't you go find out how that forest land was fucking passed from hand to hand, where it went from belonging to the fucking people to some fucking son of a bitch and Mason getting it to fucking turn it to selling it to a fucking communist Chinese fucking party member, motherfucking bitch. You weren't doing your fucking job, were you? Or maybe you were. How much did you kick back? Did you get Chavez Deermeer is a co-sponsor of the Stop CCP Land Act. Legislation designed to prevent foreign adversaries, including China and Russia, from buying U.S. agriculture. I got news for you, bitch. None. I don't care if they're our best fucking buddy. You can't. This cannot be a sovereign country if it can be sold to fucking goddamn foreign nationals. Understand? That's how it fucking works. That's the law. And you can't fucking do it unless you take it away from us. You can sell it to another American national, but that's it. U.S. agriculture land defined as any land located in one or more states and used for agriculture, forestry, or timber production purposes. The freshman lawyer is a lawmaker. Probably a fucking lawyer, too. Don't make no mistake. The freshman lawmaker is also a co-sponsor of the Protecting America's Agriculture Land from Foreign Harm Act. another bill that seeks to block investment by individuals connected to the Chinese. Not just the Chinese. You better understand who this fucking land belongs to, bitch. And you have not taken it from us through any due process of the fucking law, which is the supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of December 15, 1791. And the people are the fucking supreme, superior, jurisdictional authority. And we own the fucking land. You say stakeholder? We're the fucking stakeholders, the ultimate stakeholders. And you're going to find it out in the hardest of fucking ways, you bitch. Foreign Harm Act, investment by individuals connected to Chinese government. With conflict and uncertainty on the rise around the world, including aggressive rhetoric and actions from China, we cannot hesitate to stand up to bad actors. Fuck you, Chavez. How long you been in this country? 2 fucking years? Huh? Did you swim in the river fucking, your wet back still fucking wet? Fuck you. You got nothing to say about it, bitch. We want all you fucking, we want this corporation the fuck out of our country. We want all these UN motherfuckers who think they own our goddamn public lands. You better get running, because we'll blow holes in your fucking ass. Chavez de Rimmer said in the release, on Thursday, fucking Chavez issued another statement calling on the Biden administration to review the 2015 sale. Review it, my fucking ballsack. I'm going to fucking review it. And I'm going to find out where that land got transferred from the fucking people without due process of the law for each and every fucking one of us into the hands of one of your high fucking masons who thinks that they're going to sell this goddamn country off and underneath us. We're going to find out for you. Our adversaries are taking advantage of current loopholes. There are no loopholes. You're a bunch of fucking criminals, and everybody knows it. In CFUS jurisdiction to increase their ownership of U.S. agriculture land, strengthen their agriculture production, and weaken Americans' agriculture supply chains. Oh, it's loopholes, people that's doing that. Not fucking blatant, in-your-face fucking treason and sedition, this is exactly what this is. You're fucking putting on your fucking corporate fucking hat for your goddamn United States corporation. You think you can sell? You don't own us, motherfuckers. Fuck your 14th Amendment. It fucking is unlawful and you know it. Fuck your fucking Constitution. It doesn't exist. The only law exists in this fucking country is that goddamn Bill of Rights and you fucking know it. That's why you hate it. That's why you never hear about it, even in this quote controlled fucking media. If you guys were truly fucking rebels out there fucking trying to get the truth to the people, you know that the fucking root of the problem and the goddamn solution to the problem are one and the same. And they are that goddamn unalienable law of December 15, 1791. They are the root of the problem because of the breaking of those laws, the fucking ignoring of those fucking laws is what's causing us to fucking be miserable and seeing us have our fucking property and our fucking our riches stolen from us. And the solution to that problem is the very same fucking thing. Enforce the fucking law. Enforce it and they can't fucking break it. Hang the motherfuckers. Put them up against the fucking wall until they understand that's the goddamn law and they're going to obey or die. Montana Senator John Tester, a Democrat, Montana, took a similar position on reports of China's large land holdings on January 12th. Tester wrote to Yellen and U.S. See, Yellen, foreign fucking bitch, foreign fucking, get your foreign fucking bank out here, by the way, too. Why you still got, you fuckers are going to hang. You will hang. We'll hunt you down around this fucking world, and we get you in your spider hole. We'll drag your fucking ass out yelling, you're going to be dirty. You're going to be dragged through the fucking dirt before you go up those 13 steps, you fucking bitch. And U.S. Department of Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack asking that their departments investigate the 2015 transaction. What's it to fucking investigate? It's pretty fucking simple. I'm going to investigate. I'm going to see who the motherfucker is that thought how that mother land got in the hands of that high fucking mason, whoever he or she may fucking be, and how they thought got any notion that they could sell public fucking property. This is how it's done. I've checked it out before. And there's going to maybe one lawyer go to jail and they'll say, oh, the trans. I know you ain't getting away with this, motherfuckers. Don't think you are. Ron Wyden, Democrat, Oregon's senior senator did not directly address Chen's ownership of forest land. I bet you didn't, you fucking communist prick. In Oregon, when asked by the Bulletin, instead saying that anyone purchasing land in the United States must follow the letter of the law. Well, the letter of the law says, if you're going to take public fucking land, you have to fucking take each and every American national who has an interest, who owns in that fucking land, into a fucking common law court, and you have to do it as an individual in your individual capacity, and you have to file a fucking civil suit to try to get that property away from him, which that person gets to answer. And because I want to sell it to China, I don't think it's going to cut it with a 12-person jury of my fucking peers. And then when I can put my countersuit against you for fucking trying to fucking usurp the highest law in this fucking land, I'm going to ask that you be hung outside the fucking courthouse, motherfucker. I don't think you want that. I know you don't. So federal regulators can conduct thorough reviews. Fuck you, federal regulators. You are not in control here. You have no authority here. You've never had any authority here, and you fucking know it. What you have is a goddamn standing army between you and the people who are going to string your fucking asses up. The people have had enough of this shit. We've had enough of you taken from us. You're not taking any fucking more, and you ain't getting away with this, you motherfuckers, 10 years later. Oh, it was a secret sale, you see. We're going to find out who secretly fucking sold what didn't belong to them. I will continue to watchdog these reviews, and I look forward to working with my colleagues and the administration. There is none. It's all a fucking corporation, and you're a corporate piece of shit, Ron Wyden. If there are opportunities to improve oversight and truly strengthen national security, you just flat-ass cannot do it. The way we fucking strengthen national security is we get rid of that fucking unlawful fucking corporation, and we fucking get rid of these fucking unlawful fucking goddamn all the corporations, all the fucking monarchies, and the people have control under a fucking autonomy under the fucking goddamn Bill of Rights, which we can settle any dispute with. And nobody buys our fucking land. Nobody buys our sovereignty, because that's what you're selling. When you sell our fucking land, you're selling our sovereignty. And you cannot do it. Commercial logging. Shasta has conducted forest thinning and timber harvest on property since acquiring the land from Fidelity is what it looks like, which itself took ownership of the forest in 2006. At the time of the purchase, Shanda was known as Whitefish Cascade Forest Resources. So here, see how it's going, people? Here's another fucking corporation. Here's the corporation that sold it to this fiddly who sold it to the fucking Chinese. Now I want to know where in the fuck you got it, motherfucker. When did it, when, at what point when it was fucking public lands did it become fucking your, did you fucking purchase it? Because you purchased it without fucking due process of the law to the people who fucking owned it. You didn't own it. You don't own it. None of you do. Previous owners, previous owners logged the largest trees, making large-scale commercial logging for now challenging. I think it's more like investment right now, investing in resiliency and in future stand conditions more favorable to saw log production, said Phil Chang, a Deschutes County Commissioner, whose background is a natural resource management. Yeah, you fucking communist son of a bitch. You better get the fuck out of my country. You're not going to fucking like what's coming up. In the past, Skyline Forest has been open to recreational opportunities. That must mean it was public land once upon a time before some motherfucker took it without taking each and every fucking American national with an interest in that land to fucking into a common law court and getting a fucking court order to grant them fucking ownership of that land, because that's the only way you can take it from us. And you know it. It's currently closed to the public. Oh, really? To manage fire risks throughout the year, according to the company. Fuck you. They're trying to put up gates around it. You put up a gate, we'll fucking rip it down. You motherfuckers, you will not block our goddamn right to fucking move about as we please on our public lands, on our public roads that we fucking built. You motherfuckers. We will not stand for it. You want to fucking die, try it. Ben Gordon, executive director of Central Oregon Land, once said, "Private ownership of Skyline Forest makes it future, its future very uncertain." Why don't you go back and find out when they stole it, who stole it, and we'll secure that fucking future. Gordon advocates for local stewardship of the property to maintain public access and wildfire safety. Local stewardship will help to prevent large-scale luxury development, he said. Really? So if you're talking about managing it, well, we'll see about that. We're going to see which one of you motherfuckers removed it from the fucking individual free sovereign nationals without due process of the law. Because you're the motherfucking treasonous bastards that are going up against the fucking wall. Chen 50 has a net worth of $1 billion, according to Forbes, mainly through his online gaming empire. He and his wife are both U.S. green card holders. Said Jason Rindrop. Remember when they were offering him, you invest $800,000 or whatever it was, and we'll give you a green card, or $80,000. I can't remember what it was. No, you didn't. You don't have our permission to do that. You take them all back and throw them motherfuckers out now. That's your orders from your fucking superiors, the individual free sovereign nationals that own this goddamn land. Holders said Jason Raindrop, a spokesperson for Shasta. They reside in Arlington, California. The Chins are active philanthropists, donating around $150 million to brain research at the California Institute of Technology. I don't really give a monk's fuck. I don't give you, that does not take away my right to fucking due process of the fucking law, motherfucker. It does not give you the right to take what is mine without giving me what I am guaranteed by my forefathers who took it with fucking guns. And we'll fucking take it back with fucking guns. Raindrop acknowledged in an email that Chen had been a member of the Chinese Communist Party but left it in 2017, the same year he moved to California. Between the years 2009 and 2017, Chen lived in Singapore. His CCP, his Communist Chinese Party membership, lapsed after living outside China since 2010, said Raindrop. He has a non-active working relationship with the Chinese Communist Party, given now how long they've lived outside China. Since his arrival in the U.S., Chen has purchased homes in several states, including $25 million mansions in Los Angeles and $39 million home in New York City. I'm glad this fucking chink is living it up on my goddamn resources in my fucking country. He has what belongs to us, people. That fucker shouldn't be here. I didn't give him permission to come here, did you? And once again, they're bringing these fuckers. Every time they bring one of these fuckers in, any motherfucker comes across that goddamn, our sovereign fucking line. That's a piece of the we always talk about a piece of the pie. But they're taking a piece of your fucking pie without due process of the fucking law. You're guaranteed. That's why it was put in there. That's why the Bill of Rights was put there, so that we wouldn't end up fucking homeless on the continent our forefathers conquered. Since his arrival in the U.S., Chen has purchased homes. Yes, he has. Shanda added that its purchase of the property was above board. Oh, was it really? And it had even requested a review of the accusation by the Committee of Foreign Investment in the United States. Well, if it was above board, why in the hell did they how come they didn't know about it? The agency concluded its review with no findings of national security concerns, according to documentation reviewed by the bulletin. Well, the people ain't done with you yet. Your corporate brethren might fucking try to give you a fucking free pass out of jail card, but you won't get one from us, motherfuckers. You're not taking our country. Locally, the response to the media frenzy over Skyline Forest ownership has been muted. Really? I bet it has. Deschutes County Commissioner Tony D. Bone said concerns over foreign ownership of private land is a decision to be carried out at the federal and state levels. No, they're beneath the people. They are beneath us. We are the supreme, superior, absolute fucking jurisdiction in this land. No, they are fucking a corporation. They have no goddamn authority whatso fucking ever over anything in this United States of these Americas. It belongs to we the people. They are fucking goddamn usurpers. They are occupiers. And they got to fucking go. They are a running violation of the supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of this goddamn country. Chang, the other county commissioner who has committed on the matter, said ownership by Shanda has probably been beneficial for Ben for an environmental perspective because development has been averted. The prior owner, Fidelity, made repeated efforts to get legislative approval for a destination resort-like development on the property, said Chang. Their efforts were thwarted by Oregon's land use planning system, which prioritizes the conservation of farm and forest land. My fucking, you lying son of a bitch. Chinese purchases of the approximately 200,000 acres of land that Fidelity had in central and south central Oregon came with an expression of interest to hold and manage the land as private industrial timberland. No, the timber. I'm telling you, I'm going to track this down. I know what I'm going to find. I'm going to find that some fucking mason when got this fucking land. Give to him. You watch. I will find out who the motherfucker is. I will find out how this went from being the people's goddamn land to being the goddamn Masonic Lodge's fucking land and handing it to one of their fucking boys who's going to sell it to a fucking foreign fucking country to try to take away my sovereignty, you motherfuckers. Any land I walk upon in this United States of these Americas, it is my rights are there. I have my rights. And you ain't going to sell them out to no foreign fucking country, you cocksuckers. It was a relief to many who were concerned about conversation of this block of working lands to a fragmented rural residential landscape is a highly fire vulnerable area, said Chang. Fuck you and your shit, gook. Shanda's ownership has removed some layers of stress that environmentalists had during Findlay's prior ownership. We're gonna see. I want to know who owned it first after it belonged to the fucking people. Who stole it? I want to know who stole it first, and then you keep doing fraud after fraud to change in hands, and now this gook, he wants to get rid of it real quick all of a sudden now that everybody found out 10 fucking years later. If a period of foreign investor ownership has helped to prevent conversion of this working force to low-density rural residential development, then for these 8 years, maybe foreign ownership can be viewed as a positive change. I'm sure you did, gook. I'm sure you're for your gook brother to fucking be able to fucking steal our fucking land. You're good. You better get your fucking gook ass out of here. We'll kill every goddamn fucking one of you. You're not taking our fucking country. You have broken every fucking law of the unalienable law of December 15, 1791. You have broken every fucking one of them. You are goddamn seditious, treasonous, fucking traitors. Those of you who aren't just straight up fucking foreigners operating in our goddamn fucking, not our government, in this corporation that can't exist because it violates the fucking law. I mean, Jesus Christ, this is going all the way, people. That's what we got going here. Anyways, I'm sorry it was all on one subject, but man, I started looking at it this morning and fucking I couldn't stop. Anyway, we will be back. Don't do that. Okay, we will be back Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, man, start looking into shit for yourself. I mean, look into that. I mean, all the fucking land, it's ours. Show me where you got your due process of law and had your goddamn land. Which is on that land is where your fucking rights remain. I mean, when you stand on that land, That land is fucking goddamn free, freeman land. It belongs to, you're a free man because you're standing on free land. You better start looking at who's fucking goddamn, who thinks they can sell what doesn't belong to them. And that is the word from the trenches.
Have a good weekend, brother.
Do the same, brother.
Same, brother.
It is Friday, huh? We got to do the little. I'm so pissed.
I have done all I can do.
Cookies!